beer down, which is a zoo. It was. Answer C.
Yes.
Club Store.
Yay.
Well done. Yelma, I'm going to pause you there because I do believe we are about, well, we have entered a new hour.
Yes, I need to get it up.
That's not really appropriate, Johnny.
We've got to wait till hours before we can talk about that, Johnny.
Yes, okay.
Did you say stool hung was a bowel movement?
Yeah. When you're
yeah,
stool
what was it again? The bowel movement?
Stool hung.
That bowel movement meant one.
See, I would have thought that stool hung would mean constipation.
I mean, this isn't appropriate pre-watershed stuff. I'll be honest, guys. Come on. Yeah. Just Yelma giggling in the background. I love it. I want a Yelma in my pocket. Carry on with me.
In my pocket.
Yeah, all right. Everyone knows the granddad in my pocket. Grandpa, whoever he is. Everyone knows the old man in my pocket. I'm going to stop saying that phrase.
Oh, this is just turning into
that's
madness and
sort of
smut.
It's slowly moving towards the adult time.
I'm going to be so glad when we're there.
Right. So we're on hour 11 now, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah, we've just finished hour 10, so we're now 10% of the way through.
11. Okay, so
no,
then.
Sorry, 30% of the way through. No.
It's time.
Yes.
So
a third of the way, that's what I meant.
So it's time to do the jingle quickly. SoundGorillas.co.uk.
SoundGorillas Big Podcast. A 30-hour world record attempt. Hour 11. 30 hours.
1,800 minutes.
108,000 seconds.
That's how long these silly people are going to attempt to remain entertaining.
And break a world record in the meantime. You're listening to the Big Podcast.
Hey, Yama.
Hey, Johnny.
Hello. Yeah, we had to do that bit and then we're back now, so... Yay! Well, we haven't actually gone anywhere, really.
No.
Yes.
I've got two more words for you guys.
Great.
Okay.
All right, the second to last one is Master of Agricultural Science.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Is that A, Huishoudster, B, Landbouw Engineer, C, Blikschade, or D, Ovenschaal?
I'm going to say D.
I'm going to go for B.
I'm going to say D as well.
D.
No, I think B is some sort of carpenter.
So it's D, 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 D from all of you.
No, I went for B.
Oh, you went for B. Mm. All right. Okay, Ben went for B. All right. It was not answer C, Blikschade, which is damage to bodywork. It was not answer A, Huishoudster, which is a cleaning lady.
Huishoudster?
It was not Huishoudster.
It does sound like you're saying Huishoudster.
Just to be fair, a cleaning lady might be a house hamster.
She just rolls around in her ball all day, just cleaning things.
Yeah. It was not answer B either, Ovenschaal, which is a baking dish or a casserole. It was, in fact, answer B, Landbouw Engineer.
Yes.
Dan's really
so
good
that
at
means
this.
That means that Dan's got 2 points.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this. Robin's got, score.
Awesome. Robin's got 1 point. Johnny's got 1 point, and unfortunately, Zoe has none.
Big donut.
Thanks.
The last one.
I can maybe redeem something here. Probably not.
The sentry box. This one is for, I'm going to say, 3 points, this one.
Oh, I could lose terribly.
This word. You can win. Is that A, Schildwachthuisje? Is that B, Vliegdekschip? Is that C, Schildvleugel, or is that D, Arbeidsfactor?
Now, D sounds really dirty, but I'm going to go for A.
I think D sounds like the Dutch X Factor or something. I'm going to say C.
I'm going to go C as well.
Can I hear B again, mate?
Sorry, what was that?
Can I hear B again?
Can you hear what?
B again.
Dutchie.
B.
Yeah, B again.
B. Vliegdekschip.
I'm going to go with that one. It sounds interesting.
All right. Are you sure?
No.
Is he double bluffing you? What did he do? Or triple bluffing you? Or quadruple bluffing you?
So Dan said A, right? Answer A.
Yeah.
And then Robin B, Zoe said C, and Johnny said C.
Yeah.
It was not answer B either, I instructor, which is cuddliness.
Mm-hmm.
It was not answer B, Vliegdekschip, which is an aircraft carrier. Oh. It was not answer C, Schildvleugel, which is a sheath wing. I think that's how you pronounce it.
A what?
A sheath wing.
A sheath wing.
So S-H-E-A-T-H-W...
Hang on. Wait, go back to the beginning of whatever word this is.
Well, all I know is I've got 3 points.
Shush, I'm trying to do live spelling here. Right. S-C...
S-H... Yeah, so the English word is S-H... E-A-T-H... And then wing.
A sheath... Well, I don't even know what a sheath wing is.
Well, me neither. I just not looked at...
That's fine. But I got as far as writing down S-C-S-H, and I was like, this definitely isn't a word. But sheath wing, okay.
Sheath wing, yeah.
Sheath wing.
It was, in fact, answer A, which means that... last place, unfortunately, Zoe with naught. Then runners-up are... Johnny and Robin with 1 point each, and then the winner of the Elmer Speaks Dutch with Guess Dutch Word 4 is Dan with 5 points.
Yay. Congratulations. You just reminded me that you did actually go on and play Pass the Dutchie, and I'm so proud of making that. Did I make that joke in about first week? I made it really early on, and I was like, oh, this is hilarious, you're Dutch and this has the word Dutchie in, do a thing about that.
I thought it was the second. Yeah.
I don't know.
Just as Dan...
Gutteridge, yeah. It was Gutteridge
left.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was very proud of coming up with that, or at least putting two and two together.
Mm.
Well done, me.
Yay.
For getting no points.
Yay. Okay.
Where are you now, Yelmer?
I am in my room.
Are any of your housemates in?
No, I'm actually the only one who's left.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
One of my housemates has moved out, and the other one has gone back home to Bristol, or like the southwest England.
Mm. Yeah, that's Bristol and me. Mm-hmm. That's where I am.
Mm.
Well, not now, but normally. Is there anything you'd like to request? Not a song, because we can't do that.
No.
Anything you'd like to request that we do, or... Do talk about?
I quite like the game you were doing with Dan, like Dan State earlier on. What is it called again? I can't remember.
Was it Bombardment?
Bombardment, yeah, that's it.
That
yeah.
is a good game. That was one that we came up with.
I will compose round three of Bombardment.
That's right, there's no rush. In a way, you almost want to kind of space them out a bit more when we're more brain-addled.
Mm.
So that's fun. Oh, I'm really gutted that you couldn't have been here, Yelmer.
Yeah, it would have been cool.
Because I miss you.
I miss you too. Yeah. I miss seeing radio people. Like, people here are very friendly, of course. But.
Yeah.
It's the same without you guys.
What are you doing after your Masters?
Well, I hope I've got a job by the time. But I am foreign in the end, so you don't know.
Oh, is it because you're worried that people will accuse you of nicking
stealing
their
jobs?
No, not that.
How dare these smart Dutch people with pink trousers come over here and steal our jobs? Yeah.
I'm hoping I would get a job somewhere. I can always work in a supermarket, I suppose, if I can't get a
nothing
job
wrong
India,
with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that, of course not. But I'll have to get a job and then... hopefully in the UK, but if not, then I'll have to go home, unfortunately. But it's really weird, actually. I actually wrote like an application letter in Dutch like last week, and I was having difficulties writing Dutch.
Yelmer really writes weird. Dutch. Yelmer writes Dutch. Yelmer writes Dutch. He can't write Dutch.
I always thought, Yelmer can't write Dutch. Write Dutch.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't work out what you were trying to sing, and I was like, oh no, I see. Yeah. Yes. But no, I wish you'd been here because it's always more fun with three, and that's not what I was aiming for. My mouth just runs away with me sometimes.
It's a free country, Zoe. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's why I'm moving to Holland.
You can do whatever you want a little bit more over there.
With clogs on.
Yeah.
Yep, wear clogs. Go on a windmill. Smell a tulip.
Yeah.
Oh, Yelmer, I was in Halifax the other day. And
you were in Halifax the other day, all right. Well, Halifax is not in Scotland, Johnny.
I have got a follow-up for that. and I was trying to find a present for A3 and I couldn't find one, but I found one for you. Which was some miniature clogs with windmills on them and said Holland on the side.
Yeah, because everyone wears clogs. Everyone wears clogs.
Obviously, I've seen you in them plenty of times.
Can I ask, do you actually own a pair of clogs?
No.
I mean, it was a fact. No, do you own a windmill?
No, no.
Do you grow tulips in your garden?
No, no.
Do you
we
own...
have red lights behind the window either.
You spoilt my next question.
What was
I was going to ask if he had any red light bulbs. But he's just debunked that theory for me, so I'm not going to Holland anymore. Yeah. Never mind. Not interested.
Oh, by the way, Johnny, I swear I saw someone like 2 weeks ago that looked exactly like you from
the back. Everyone sees people that are like me.
Sorry?
Everyone sees people that are like
me. Well, you saw McMarcus as well, didn't you?
McMarcus?
Yeah, it was the guy in Scotland.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I saw this guy in the reading room here at the university. I was like, shall I take a picture of him? But I was like, solid, like 20 metres away from him, like a far distance. I was afraid if I would move close to him with my phone and try to take a picture of him, it would look a bit awkward.
I would have loved to hear you explaining your way out of that one. You just look like a man that was at my uni but wasn't a student and wasn't a teacher, but he looked like you and was not you.
Yeah.
But you're McMarcus!
It's a compliment. Please don't arrest me. Don't send me home.
I like the improv rap you did earlier with, I think Kate was in at the time, or not? Was it Kate or someone else on the Tupac song, California?
Oh, it was Dan, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Dan. That's it, with Dan, yeah.
Singing about Calippos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah, that was quite...
There's so much stuff that has happened that I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Which is really worrying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it when
in any situation, that's worrying.
Yes.
But we're on hour 11.
That's all being recorded.
Yeah. So you'll remember it when you're sat back listening through it.
I won't listen back to this.
Why did I?
I won't. I might. We'll see.
Hmm.
You're right, Johnny.
Yeah.
Are you writing down some facts?
Yeah, I am.
I thought so.
Yeah, sorry, I was letting you have a bit of a chat and...
That's fine. It's all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any news from the continent you'd like to bring, Yelmer?
Just Greece.
Yeah, that's not gone well, has it?
No.
Yeah, no.
We'll ask Fred about that later.
Greece is all out of money, but... Oh, well, I never liked John Travolta anyway.
Sorry, there's a hair on your pop shield and it's really distracting me.
It's not even one of mine. That's a blonde hair.
It's a short... I think it might be Aishford's.
Yeah. Oh, Aishford. Don't get hairs all over the pop shield, man. It's not the right
way to
do it.
Ellie angry?
Yeah, she steam cleaned these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to have to do it again after all my cold.
She'll set the eagles on you.
Yeah.
You don't want the eagles on you.
Yelmer, I interrupted you when you were clearly trying to say something. What were you trying to say?
I can't remember, actually.
Oh, I knew that.
I was going to say, so, probably nothing of any importance whatsoever, then.
We've said nothing of any importance so far, so it's fine.
Yeah, well, that's me.
Oh, hey! We didn't do a appeal in the last... I've got a text from Dan Aishford saying, I still can hit you. Good for you.
Good. Well, don't get hairs on the pop shield.
Well done. You've got ears.
Well done. You can use the internet. We didn't do an appeal last time. So shall we get Yelmer to do a mini appeal?
Well, I was going to say, do we get Kate or Robin to do one yet?
Not yet, but we can save them.
Okay.
Because you're around for a little bit,
but Yelmer
aren't
is
you?
On the line.
Yeah. Yes. Do you want to do an appeal?
Yelmer's on the line.
On the line.
Wait, so I'm so fish, you're just reeling him in now.
Yeah. So, Yelmer, do you want to do an appeal?
You mean for people donating money, you mean?
Yes, about why they should donate to Dig Deep.
Oh, let me find
give them some sad music.
Well, yeah, would you like some sad music or would you like some happy music? What kind of emotion do you want people to feel?
Let's do some happy music.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay. Shall I use the same one as before?
Yeah, that's the happiest music you're going to find, isn't it?
It's literally called Happy.
Maybe yeah. Husky.
No, because it'll be get to a really serious bit and it'll be like, Husky! Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, hang on, I need to find it now because it's not on the thing.
Okay. Oh. Any sort of upbeat, jaunty music will do, really.
Have you got anything with an accordion in it?
Got any Mumford and Sons?
No, I've got Get Crunked Up.
Come on, Yoma, let's do an appeal.
Okay, you ready?
I'm just going to wait for music, but of course I can't hear that.
No, but it's on now. It's a song called Get Crunked Up, so try and embody that in your pitch.
All right, well, hello, internet, hello, world. You don't know me, I don't know you, but what you should know is that you should donate for this very good charity, Zoe and Johnny and everyone else on the team are racing for. It's called Dig Deep.
Yeah!
People making the cycle of poverty through water and sanitation in rural Kenya. And you can donate by going to soundgrinders.co.uk/thebigpodcast and clicking on the link, donate now! And if you donate, you'll get mentions depending on the size of your donation.
Yay!
If you get more than £5, Johnny and Terry will say hello to you, which they are very good at. If you get £50 or more, they'll say hello. And whatever
for
else
five
you
hours.
Want. For 5 hours.
Yeah.
What and a prize.
And if you donate more than £100, they'll say hello and then whatever you want for...
Within reason.
Within reason. For 10 hours, it says. And for £150, they'll give you a message every hour.
Yay.
So, you should donate. It's charity, of course. And I saw that there was like one guy that donated an awful lot of money, didn't he?
Matt Smith, not that one.
Yeah,
he's our fan. I think we can say that.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's definitely our fan.
He is.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Yoma! Yay!
Yay!
Woo! We can turn Get Crunked Up off now.
Oh yeah, okay, let's turn it off.
Get crunked up. I'm crunked up. I don't know what that is.
What does crunk
I don't
mean?
Know. Getting crunked, isn't that when like you get low on the dance floor? I don't know what I'm saying.
There was a
getting
dance.
Getting crunk.
Little John, East Side Boys.
Yeah, let's not continue that. Yeah, stop. Stop.
Okay.
We appear to have been joined by Little John in the studio.
How's it going? How does it feel to be 3 feet tall, Little John?
How does it feel working with Robin Hood?
Yeah.
That's a good joke. That's a good joke.
Oh, I need to find it.
That's a good joke.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We'll sort that.
There is. But I will, yeah. Okay, so what was he saying again?
Oh, yeah, I was telling people
I made a joke, but yeah, it's fine. The moment's passed.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's fine. Ding, 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 yay. Ding, ding.
Yes,
in my head. It's fine.
Yes.
Ding, 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 yay, ding, ding.
Tom Clark's changed into something altogether more comfortable.
Yeah, and a lot more classy.
Yes, yes.
Tom Class.
Team Gents.
Team Gents.
Yeah.
I'm Team Lads myself, but there we go. Yeah, Tom's in his pyjamas and I feel completely overdressed. You're okay.
Tom had pizza crumbs all over his top. It was a lovely sight.
Mm.
So can you do anything without covering yourself in debris? And I'm not talking about French cheese.
I eat a lot.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Do you want a bit of banana?
Definitely not.
Oh, okay.
I've got Pepsi. That'll do.
Okay.
I don't need your natural sugars. I have my synthetic ones.
Yeah. You've not said hi to Yelmy yet. Yelmy's on the phone. I'm just putting up a phone.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, it's the speaker.
It's good, isn't it?
I looked at the phone and then it's through the speakers and I didn't quite know what was going on.
Oh, can you hear him through that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The speakers, yeah.
It's like magic.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
It's like real radio.
It's like we're a proper station.
Yeah. By the way, people who are looking to donate, if you go to soundgrinders.co.uk/thebigpodcast, and then on there it will say a couple of things. It says donate now. So if you click on that, that's where you can find the donations area, and then all you have to do is just click on that, and then it'll take you to our fundraiser page.
Or you can also search on Google a fundraiser, 30 hours to save the world, and it comes
up. But it's not spelt like properly.
FUNRAZR.
FUND?
Yes.
ND.
Is that not Eminem's latest album?
Let's not. Let's really not. Not till 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we've kept, as much as I'd love to keep Yelmer around, and I really would, like, as I said, I want...
We want you back! We want you back!
No, I was about to say, I want him in my pocket, and that, no.
Yeah,
No, I'm really sorry, Yelmer. I just want to keep him forever. But I can't, because he's in Scotland, and that makes me sad. I feel like we've kept him long enough from his empty house and his highlighter trousers and his Dutchness. Hollandish. Hey, when was the last time you had hollandaise sauce?
I don't think I've ever had that.
Get it on an egg.
Yeah.
It's basically mustard and egg.
It makes eggs Benedict,
which is lovely. A bit like savoury custard.
Okay.
A bit. Wow. It's very nice on eggs.
Savoury custard. Is that honestly how you described it? No.
I've just realised as well, we're using Yelmer's minutes as well.
Oh, we are. Yeah. We'll definitely let Yelmer go.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, he's so nice.
Thank you. Such a polite doctor.
Thank you for giving us about 3/4 of an hour's worth of content.
Yeah.
You've genuinely, I wasn't feeling miserable before, but you've really cheered me up.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to hear. Well, you've cheered me up today because the station is just one complete and utter nightmare. I swear to God, I think I am probably the worst ever student my supervisor's ever had. She talks to me, and she talks for like 10 minutes non-stop, and then she asks me, did you understand that? And I just look confused. Just, yeah. But you guys are doing a really good job, and it sounds really good.
Oh, thank you, Yelmer.
I miss you guys, but I'm sure we'll see each other soon.
Yeah,
in the future.
We'll do something.
Hmm. Oh, Fred is coming on as well, right?
Yes,
isn't he?
Fred's doing the late night shift.
Yeah,
like a madman.
What time is he?
Is he getting
be on?
Here about 11 o'clock?
I think it was around then. Yeah, 10 or 11.
Yeah, I think we're hoping to get him to do a live shopping forecast.
Oh yeah, well that would be good.
I want to try and do it at like 4 minutes to 12, so we can sync it up with the like periods. What am I doing?
What?
I don't know. Just words are coming out of my mouth now. With the radio four shipping forecast. So that's fun.
Yeah.
I've alienated every single male in this room. I'm really sorry.
Just you bring that word into it and immediately we all turn our heads away in disgust. We can't talk.
I was talking about punctuation. I don't know what you're getting at.
No, we don't punctuate. We're men. We're not punctual.
Punctual.
I don't know what's happening now. It's all gone very weird.
Yeah.
No, that's what happens when I ruined a microphone.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's all content. But thank you so much, Yelmer.
All right. Thank you very much.
If you're listening later, feel free to drop us a text or something and we'll... Someone is finding something hilarious outside.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening outside. But I think Kate sounds like she's on the floor laughing.
Mm-hmm.
She's literally ruffling. And there's not much space in here, so that's impressive. But thank you so much. We will talk to you very soon.
Thank you, Yelmer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yelmer.
Bye-bye.
Do you know, we were nearly on the phone to Yelmer for 52 minutes. Well, on the phone for 52 minutes.
What a nice boy.
Yeah.
He is a cool...
He's a lovely man.
Yes.
Righty, so shall
we... Is Kate all right?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I just suddenly heard like...
That's my text
popular.
Message.
Squeaking and laughing. What? You have?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
So Adam Stoner.
Yes.
Home Radio's head of news.
Yes.
Has decided to take the Guitar Hero guitar and pretend that he's like Dave Grohl or...
I didn't even realise he was here. Hi, Adam Stoner, wherever you are.
He's in Robbie's office.
Oh, okay.
He can't hear us.
Well, tell him we say hey.
Yeah, get him in here.
I'm assuming you're setting up a Guitar Hero in the other room.
And do you know what? Me and Robin have made you more whispering sentences.
Oh, good.
And they're really hard, aren't they?
Right.
I think we've really done ourselves out with this one.
Okay.
So you'll get that in the next like hour or so.
Great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Before that, should I bring you some questions in? Four more.
I keep wanting to throw to a song just for a second of not talking.
You can't.
Do you want to whack a jingle on?
It's a podcast.
Yeah.
I know that'll give us about 10 seconds of pause. Yeah. Like 10 tiny cats. I don't know what's happening.
10 tiny cats.
Cats have four paws.
10 seconds of pause with ten. These are very sad cats.
Ten
they
tiny
have a very
cats.
Traumatic life. So back off.
They have 9 lives. Unfortunately, they're on their 8th.
Hello.
Hi, Adam Stoner. Hello. I love this. There are people coming here who are so cheery, and I feel really miserable.
I've stolen Tom Clark's guitar from Guitar Hero.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So fine. There you go.
There you go.
Can I ask you a genuine question? Do you think it smells in here?
It's all. I wouldn't want to venture any further.
Right. Okay.
But it smells all right.
That's fine. Because the thing is, when you sit in filth for a while, you don't notice it anymore. So when new people come in, you get really paranoid that it stinks.
Don't worry. It's only hour 11 now. You've got to wait another like 5 or 6 hours until it properly stinks.
Yeah. Also, the weather looks lovely outside.
It does.
It's been a heat wave.
It has.
We've stayed in. We've stayed in for a heat wave.
It's hit highs of 25 degrees.
Oh, wow.
It's a shame we can't...
That's the summer, Johnny. We've missed the summer for charity.
It's a shame we can't just, like, haul everything up outside.
No, don't even give anyone any ideas.
Yeah, okay.
Are you all right?
I feel like I do need some food.
I keep telling you.
However,
you need to track down your sandwiches, because you don't know where they are.
I think they may have been left somewhere... Possibly home.
Home.
Home. Because home. Because my mum said, can she have some bananas?
Is she talking about the ones
I've
been
offering? How the heck are you going to get them? They're not imaginary bananas. They're real.
They are.
They're actually real bananas.
Yeah, and it's not even... It's
not a prize.
It's not a prize. Although, maybe listen later to see if we can get some imaginary prizes going on.
Yep.
I'm listening. Can I have some banana?
Well, stop shoving it through the microphone and just...
Stop shoving it through the microphone. I don't know what's happening. This is the problem. The closer we get to 9 o'clock, the more I start to push the boundaries of what I can and can't say. Yeah.
The thing is, after 5 o'clock in the morning, we're going to have to reel it back.
Yeah. But I think we'll be needing to be G'd up then anyway.
Yeah. So, well, I will be coming like back in at 3 and I will be G'ing you up.
Yes, please.
Probably, with lots of caffeine problems.
No, none of that.
Well, not for you.
Not for me or
for
him.
Me.
For you.
For me, so that I can get all properly,
that's fine.
Energied up and then make you guys like a drill instructor that comes in at 3 in the morning and pushes you all down into the mud and makes you do push ups.
Hey, Tom Clark.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm just inspecting the view. I almost fell backwards.
Please don't hurt yourself.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Cool. I'm just checking to make sure that...
Your mum understands that they're not real... Well, they are real bananas,
that also,
but... Okay.
And also just to make sure that everyone knows where to...
Donate
the podcast
and
well.
And send their money.
We have had... We've had something in saying that...
Talk into the microphone!
We've had something in saying that the link on the Facebook was wrong until this point, so we're changing that and sorting that out.
Yeah,
make sure that you...
Or was it just that it apparently didn't exist or something or other?
Well, it didn't exist, and then it was wrong with the two messages that I got.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not entirely sure which one's which.
Okay. Well, we'll fix that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
If it's wrong and it
I hope people
exist.
Haven't been donating to a rival charity, although when it comes to charity, there is no such thing as rivals.
Maybe.
No, there aren't.
But I'm not going to name and shame.
Good.
That's good. The best way to be.
Let's not name and shame charities.
No, let's really not.
Okay, so I
95%. Anyway.
I've put it up now.
Okay.
So if you want to have a look and where to donate to, go to facebook.com/sgbigpodcast and you'll find it up there.
Yep.
It's the latest post that I've put up, and I'll just go to check to make sure that there isn't anything else in there that's confusing.
Okay.
Lovely.
Yay. We've got Robin still here and Dan.
Mm-hmm. Robin, I just find feel a bit has been lurking. Yeah. And I don't mean that in a negative way.
Would you like to get on the microphone?
And I don't mean in like a silent and deadly way.
You make me sound like some sort of weird sort of creeper when you say that. Just lurking in the corner.
Yeah, you're just there. Like a... I don't know.
Yelmer was going to do...
I was going to say, this is Robin.
I asked Yelmer if he could do an impression of Joe Buckingham, but he left. So can you do an impression of Joe Buckingham, please?
Can I do an impression of Joe Buckingham?
Yeah, put the microphone a bit closer as well, please.
God, I can't do it.
Come on, guys. Apart from Dan, who will be doing so this year, we've all got radio degrees, so come on.
Okay. What does his voice sound like again?
So he's northern.
He's like that. So you have to put that in.
So he's a bit like up north, you know. Up north, we eat north. I can't even do it.
Yeah, that was right.
What even was that?
I can't
that?
Even do accents. I'm from I can't even do a Gloucestershire accent. That's what I'm born with, crying out loud.
Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's a Gloucestershire accent.
The less glamorous one.
Yellow, blue, green, I know.
What? I know. Are you just saying random words
now? That's what Joe Buckingham did earlier. But when he did on Guitar Hero, that's charming.
Oh, green, yellow, red, orange, green. Red.
That was really good. I really enjoyed that. It was really funny.
So did everyone else.
Green, yellow, blue, red, orange.
Now, Dad could do a far better job than I. Now, I'm useless at impressions. Cannot do them whatsoever.
Cool. Okay, my uncle says that... he's called Uncle Tom for me. I don't know why I said he's called Uncle Tom. He's called Uncle Tom to me, but nobody else. Well, other than my cousins. He said it was a good link this time.
This time,
I hope that it's not been the case that it's been broken all day.
Oh no, don't even say that, because I will cry.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about on the show for a second then. I'm like, well, this
the show's broken.
Link,
so. Yeah.
So thank you, it's been a good
one. Hey, that's a point. If not the longest podcast, it's the longest link.
Yeah, it's just on one continuous link.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to change the thing on there now.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to change the
use your words, Johnny. Come on.
The link on the Facebook page.
Right.
To figure out how to put the right
can you
address.
Just put it in
excuse me. Sorry. Can I just chip in just for a second?
Yeah.
101 people now like the podcast page. We finally reached the 100-person milestone.
Yay!
Hey. The person that, weirdly enough, put us over that was Dan State.
Yay!
So well done to you.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Oh, I feel so honoured. I'd like to thank my family. I'd like to thank Jesus.
Oi, well. Let's... guys. Let's not...
What? He's been a lovely inspiration.
Let's...
to my liking on Facebook.
Dan. Stop it.
I don't know where the...
What are you trying to do, Puppet?
Right, so just to make this clear, just in case this is the case, I've changed the... On the Facebook page, I've changed the website to go to the fundraiser. So if you want to donate, then you can find it on the big podcast page anyway, but just in case you don't know where to go, then just click on the bit where it says information of where to do it. There you go.
Great.
Cool. Yeah.
Good.
So now, if you haven't donated and you want to,
why
then you've got
no
reason not to.
Why haven't you done it yet?
Yes. Right. Where are we into this podcast now? We've got a couple of games left to do this time round, or
we've got loads of things.
Oh, Kate had a thing, didn't she, in a bit?
But she wanted to wait a little bit to do that.
Shall I ask you some more of these?
I like these because it means I don't really have to switch my brain on much, so I can do a little bit of social media stuff.
Yeah, all you need to do is just remember your
life. I might stand
so
up
far.
Though to stretch my legs.
Okay.
Actually, what I was going to say is, I was thinking about getting a sandwich, and then I realised what time it is, which is 7:34.
Yeah.
Which means that it's possible that the refectory might be closed.
They'll probably still have sandwiches in the little, because the bar might be open.
Okay.
Yeah. Chances are there'll still be sandwiches.
Yeah.
So if we let you get out to the sandwiches.
Okay, I might do
and
that.
And I will ask Zoe and Robin some questions.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, I won't be long anyway.
I'm right in the way by sitting here, aren't I?
I'll take this as well.
If you want to move the microphone there over to Robin.
Yeah.
Like that, then that can work, and you can come out this way.
Thank you.
Well, it's, you know, it's been a pleasure.
Are we 11 and a half hours through now, or are we 10 and a half?
It's 11 and a half.
Well, it must be, yeah, it must be 11 and a half by now.
Yeah.
No, because if we... No, no, we must be 10 and a half, because we started at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, see you in a second.
See you in a second. Right. So, while Johnny is gone, best thing to do is get asking these questions that I have. And again, I'm just knocking the microphone right out of
your
mouth.
Damn sake, there you go.
So many people have told me to do that, and I just don't allow them to. So.
Okay.
Right. So the question that I have for you is, do you dance in the car?
Yes. I don't drive, so I'm always a passenger.
When you're
absolutely.
In a car, do you like to dance?
Yeah. And sing.
What can you remember that you've danced to in the car?
All of the things. I'll even dance. I'm genuinely going to mention this now. So if we go on a family trip anywhere, we always try and make it so that we're in the car at 10:30 in the morning so we can listen to Popmaster on Radio 2.
Okay.
I will dance to the Popmaster theme tune. And we'll play it as a team, like a house team, and we will be great.
Wow. You should get on there.
If they could have teams on Popmaster, we would absolutely smash it.
Mm.
Was that a fly or am I... imagining
no there's just a buzzing noise on the
no it sounded like the fly was near my face.
No, I think you're just losing it, Zoe.
Oh god.
Right, so Robin, do you dance in the car?
Do I dance in the car? Well, not really dance, I sort of fidget a little bit because I'm trying to get some room, but no, there's not really enough room in there to dance.
No, really?
Yeah, even to do a little shake you can't really do. Well, not in art.
You ever seen Wayne's World?
Yeah, I've seen Wayne's World.
There is room in the car to dance.
Yeah, all right, fair enough, but all right.
What is love, baby, you don't hurt me.
Oh, don't hurt me. Yeah, I know. Don't hurt me no more. But can you dance in there, mate? I mean, we're about similar height, more or less.
I can dance in a car. I'm going to come out and say that I have danced to ABBA in a car before.
What?
My God.
That was more of a hostage situation.
What was it? We've got to call your mother.
I was with some journalism students. We were going down to, what's it called? The place with all the swans.
Swan Lake.
We weren't going to go see Swan Lake. Oh yeah, I'll just dance to ABBA while I'm going down to see Swan Lake. I'm just going to have a really manly afternoon. No, Slimbridge is what I went to say.
Oh, okay. I see.
Slimbridge Sanctuary for waterfowl and that, because we were going to get some interviews with people down there just to see what they're doing and ask some questions about swan wings that apparently had been used as a prop in a play. So
was it the place Swan Lake?
No, it wasn't. I believe it was fine. Dick Whittington.
Oh,
sorry, Beep Whittington.
It's what, it. Making it sound worse.
Sorry. Right. So I was in the car with the journalism students. I wasn't driving. They decided they were going to put ABBA on, and I was like, actually, well, you know, while I'm in here with ABBA, everyone else in the car was singing along. Stephen was there as well, and you know, just thought, well, ABBA's on, may as well have a little bit of a dance to Super Trooper.
Super Trooper is a great song,
Super
though.
Trooper is probably ABBA's best song.
Lights are gonna find me, shining like the Super Trooper. Having Super Trooper.
Feeling like a number one. Yeah. You know.
Hour 10, everybody.
Yes. Woo!
Well, hour 11.
Oh, is it hour 11?
Well, no. At the end of this, it will have been 11. So we're 10 and a half hours in.
We're 10 and a half,
hours in. Wow. I've just hallucinated some flies. That was good.
Yeah. Are you Lord of the Flies now?
No, but...
Are there actually some flies in here?
I really did feel a kinship with Piggy when I read that, so...
What? You feel like you've been crushed by a boulder?
Pretty much. Constantly. keep it light, everyone.
Let's keep it light. Right. Next question. Occupations you wanted to be when you were a kid.
Vet.
Why a vet?
I was about to try and make a most haunted joke and it wasn't going to work.
Why a vet? Why? I think that's enough for
it. I liked animals and then I realised I was allergic to them, so it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah,
I really wanted to be a vet.
Mm. I never understood anyone who says, you know, I love animals so much, I want to be a vet, so just so I can cut them up and see them in
No, you want to be a vet so you can help them.
Yeah, you're helping the animals.
Yes, but at the same
time. But at an exorbitant price.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What about you, Dan?
When I was a kid, I think I said before I wanted to be a fireman, but that was back when I thought a fireman was a man that could shoot fire.
That's really cute. That's adorable.
What, that he misunderstood what a fireman means, or he wanted to be a mini arson?
Yeah, a man
of fire.
A man of fire. That's the exact opposite of a fireman. Right. I'd have to fight fireman as fireman. It'd be an amazing
fight. Firemen with fire. Fireman. Man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fight fire with fire.
Fire.
No.
The crazy world of Arthur Brown.
Right. We're in the crazy world of Zoe Fell.
We have been for the last 10.5 hours, yes. To be honest.
So what about you, Robin?
I always want to be a writer. I don't know. That's something that's never really changed for me, really.
Oh.
It's like a boring answer. I just wanted to write.
Yeah, the writing is absolutely fine. I mean, there was a while where I wanted to be a poet, but then I realised how unrealistic that dream is.
Oh.
Yeah. But, you know, you can keep it going, but the problem with poetry is that you can't get a job being a poet unless you've been very, very good at it for a very long time.
Yeah, there isn't really a sort of revenue stream you can get off it.
No.
Start going to some poetry slams.
Yeah.
I would actually love to read any sort of poetry you write, mate.
You see, when I went to...
Well, this sounds like a feature for later.
There we go.
You can go to a poetry slam. Unfortunately, there's too much poetry and not enough slamming. I think I'd be good if it was... it was like
the poetry slam!
Just like a cross between wrestling and poetry.
Oh, Johnny's back.
I would be the best in the world at that.
I hallucinated some flies while you were gone.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fun.
Wow.
They might have just been following you out.
Have you been eating enough? Thanks.
Yeah, no, my bananas are good.
Okay,
why is that a thing sensible to say? Right, well,
I am going to let Johnny back to his seat.
That's fine.
Because this is a heinously small studio.
It's a good word, that.
Yeah, sounds a bit dodgy.
Heinously.
Yeah.
A heinous crime. Heinous crime.
Thank you.
Heinous rhymes with Venus.
It does.
Thank you. Hey, hello.
Johnny is back with two sandwiches. What flavours are your sandwiches?
Okay, so I wasn't sure.
I hope you've not got a fish one, because that will stink.
I haven't got a fish.
Good.
I was going to get brie.
No, he's got the next stinkiest things. I just looked at them.
I bet there's a cheese one.
There is.
Is it a cheese and pickle?
No.
Even worse.
Cheese and tomato?
Cheese and an ion.
An ion.
An onion. Egg. Oh, I was really confused.
Onion.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, cheese and onion.
Onion.
And egg and...
Oh, mate.
Tomato.
Mate.
So, I am fairly sure that this is going to become some sort of hazard zone.
No, it'll be fine. It's because I'm starting to feel headache hungry.
Okay,
which is,
that's,
I suppose,
not good.
The time when I should start eating.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Johnny has sandwiches, everyone.
What questions have you asked?
What questions have I asked? I'll actually get your answers to these questions.
Oh, okay.
I asked... what did I ask?
You asked about jobs.
I did. I said, what did you want to be when you were a kid?
A DJ.
A DJ.
Yeah, my dad was a DJ.
Oh.
And his dad before him, his dad before him.
Not quite.
Yeah, because, you know, DJ has been passed through the ages.
Of course it has.
Ye old DJ in the 17th
disc
century.
Disc jockey ye. Ye oldie disky jockey ye.
No, I think any time before my dad was a bit too old, because Mr. Naughty Hands, who we're not going to mention on the radio because he is a naughty man.
Yeah.
He supposedly invented DJing, didn't he?
Mm.
Who did?
Mr. JS, the naughty guy.
Oh!
The wizard.
Okay.
Yeah, the wizard.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so he invented DJing, apparently.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's... So, anyway. No, my dad was a really good DJ in Yorkshire, and he... did areas around there and then moved to London for a bit and did some DJing there, but it didn't work out, so he moved back to Yorkshire and then eventually Swindon.
The other question that I asked Johnny is, do you dance in the car?
Excuse me. I'll sometimes do the hand dancing or do the...
It's generally what I do when I go out to clubs. It's like... Doo, doo, doo. All my dancing is from the waist up.
Yeah.
So it's like... Doo,
don't bother
doo,
moving
doo,
your feet.
No. No point in that.
No.
Yeah, I do a lip sync one.
Mm.
Mm.
You lip sync in the car. Right, so I got asked the next question then.
Sound excited about it, Dan.
Sorry. The next question that
much
I'm going
to
ask.
Keep the energy up.
Yeah, the energy. When you were a kid, what did you dress up as for Halloween?
Never dressed up as Halloween. I wasn't.
You never dressed up as Halloween. Just as something for Halloween.
She is Halloween. Ha ha Halloween. No. I wasn't allowed to go trick or treating as a kid.
Oh,
I was never allowed. I've never been trick or treating.
What? Seriously?
Yes, right. Seriously. Right. My parents didn't like it.
Right. This year, you're coming down to Charlton and I'm taking you out trick or treating.
That would be really weird.
I know.
No.
It's going to be really weird.
No, it's fine. I'm good, thanks. I nearly drowned myself. This isn't appropriate given what we're raising money for. I nearly drowned myself bobbing for apples in my own house, though.
Wow.
I misjudged where my neck was in relation to the bowl, and it was very scary.
Oh dear.
Yes.
Did you just fall in and like your neck?
Well, I kind of got caught, so like the bowl tipped, and it was kind of it was horrid. It was pressing into my neck. It was very scary, and I was essentially face first in a bowl of water as well, with apples like knocking me in the face.
Yeah. You don't want to get apples.
I was fine. I was fine in the end, so don't worry. I'm sure you weren't worrying. I mean, you weren't worrying. Well, there was no need to worry.
There's no need to worry because it already happened.
Exactly, and I'm.
And you're here. You're right here in front of me. No permanent damage. Good.
Well.
We can't ascertain that until.
Not physically, anyway.
Well, no.
No.
Right. So, Johnny, mm-hmm. What did you dress up for as for Halloween? No, I'm just thinking of people dressing up as Halloween, like the calendar date of Halloween. It's just
that
like,
would...
I am the 31st of October.
But
in
Dan, don't you realise that that's the best thing to go dressed as for Halloween?
What are you? Halloween?
I'm Halloween. So, like, yeah. You know those rippable, those page-a-day calendars?
Yeah, you just...
Go dressed as October 31st. That would be genius.
Yeah.
What have you gone as for Halloween? Halloween.
So just get a black morph suit and just like a gigantic sheet of paper and just print out 31st of October.
Yeah. It's genius.
Yeah. Perfect. Go dressed as Halloween.
I remember one Halloween. I didn't have a costume, but we wanted to go out trick-or-treating and all my friends were like, just go out in your normal clothes. I was like, well, what's the fun in that? And what's the point? Because, yeah, my friends were like that. Anyway... I didn't have a costume, so I got some toilet roll and some soap. Soaked up my face so it was really thick and put the toilet roll on. And then kind of pretended that my skin was falling off.
Ooh.
And then went to go trick-or-treating like that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Were you a mummy whose face was falling off or what?
No, he was just Johnny. Yeah. Johnny with the rotten
I
face.
Don't know what I
Johnny
was.
Rotten.
That's really clever.
That would have worked.
Hey, guys. My friend Catherine is listening live.
Wow.
Hi, Catherine. She is an author, don't you know?
An author?
She's officially that now that she's been paid from her books.
She's that thing that Robin wants to be.
Yeah. Talk to her, but I really don't think you're writing the same kind of books.
No.
I don't want to know if you're writing the same kind of books as her.
No. We shan't talk any more about that. I don't know.
Well, we can later.
We'll come back to that.
It's okay, yeah.
Right, I need to come up with the final question that I need to ask you guys. So,
just close your eyes and prod it.
Close my eyes and point at one, yeah? Right. Which are better, Legos or Duplo?
Legos.
Legos, why?
Because they're Legos. They're not these rubbish Duplos. Did you know that Lego are the world's biggest manufacturer of tyres?
No.
That's
I
a
did
fact.
Not. That's a good fact.
Hang on, in what way? Like, for the tyres, for the little tyre things? For
mean,
the tyres on Lego?
Yeah, yeah. For Lego tyres. Oh. They're the world's biggest manufacturer of tyres.
Mm.
I think. It's either them or Scale Extric. I will fact check that myself.
Recheck the fact.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Stephen has arrived. Stephen, what's better, Lego or Duplos?
Lego all the time because everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
We can't sing any more of that.
By the way, for Zoe's fact.
We'll go.
For Zoe's fact.
Thank you. The fact cock has arrived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any more fact cocks?
I've got loads.
Right.
Yeah. I'm still in the middle of
constructing your fact.
I can do some in a sec. I can do some in the next hour. That's fine.
I've got two so far, so I'll do another one.
Just let us know as soon as you get it up.
Indeed.
Right. So I've asked all the questions because I asked.
Oh, did you get me one?
Did you get me?
The last what? Question.
Did I get your
did
question?
Did you get me one question?
Oh, yeah. Do you prefer Legos or Duplos?
Lego. Although, they are all compatible with each other, aren't they?
Wait, you can put Legos and Duplos?
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't mix. You shouldn't cross the strings.
Yeah.
No, don't cross the strings.
Because the strings. At the end of the Lego film, what was at the end of the Lego film?
Spoiler alert.
Duplo.
Exactly.
Yeah, it does. It's right. It doesn't ruin it. It just makes you think, ooh, what's next on Lego Movie 2?
There we go. The official
Duplo
Lego,
movie.
The official Lego website. Lego Group, officially the world's largest tyre manufacturer.
Wow.
Mm. Oh yes.
I told you it was a fact. See, you learn stuff doing this podcast.
Yeah, you do.
Straight from the head honcho themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. Did Robin say as well? I didn't hear.
Legos or Duplos, Robin?
You asked something like that. It's a question.
It is a question.
Huh?
Lego all the time.
Right.
Lego all the time. Lego all the time. Lego all the time.
To be fair, I do have to agree that it would be Legos. I don't think it's a very good question.
No.
But, you know, you made me pick one at random, so I had to ask it.
Well, at least you don't have to ask a crappy question later.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've taken one out of the equation.
Right. I can always get more questions or come up with actual questions that are better than these ones.
Well, you've got to do bombardment.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to do bombardment in a little bit.
Cool.
Probably next hour. Boop. We're coming to the end of this hour now.
But we really are. I can't believe it was an hour ago that we were chatting to Yelma.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, it feels simultaneously ages ago.
Yeah.
And no time at all ago.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
It's just kind of going through, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, time is going on.
It's just, like, I don't feel like I've been sat here for 5 hours, but I have.
Well, time goes by so slowly.
Well, I'm not sat in this exact seat, obviously, for 5 hours, but...
I got your joke, Jenny. Jenny.
Thanks for saying my name that way.
Sorry, Johnny.
That should have
a... What? Oh, what, for me or for you?
For me.
Oh, okay. I can do a fact cock if you like.
Right.
Oh my God, I have a Lego fact, weirdly enough. I thought I did. Sugar is banned on Lego's property in Denmark.
Fact cock.
You don't need to say it. Come on. Don't ruin it.
Sorry, I just, you know...
No, it's fine. It's fine. You don't know the ways of the world. It's okay.
I know the ways of the world, just not the ways of the fact cock.
Podcast, yeah.
Should probably, you know, let someone else get on this microphone while I come up with another bombardment. But Robin has just scurried off.
I don't know whose goes. It's still Robin's.
I don't know what's going on.
No.
Or Kate's or someone's.
Robin or Kate want to do the whispery thing. We should get them into
or do
that.
We want to save that for the next...
Hour.
Hello.
Hello,
Tom Clark. You're right.
Tom Clark is in.
Do we want to get Robin to come and do an appeal for us?
Or we could get Tom Clark to do an appeal.
Boop, 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 boop.
Has Tom Clark done an appeal?
Are we talking about an appeal for the actual charity?
Yeah.
The actual charity.
No, I don't think I have.
No.
Oh. Right.
Now, do you want to go?
You have a choice. Yeah. You can have happy music or you can have... sad music.
Yeah, happy.
Okay, well, Yelma had Let's Get Crunked.
Right.
Which was great.
Yeah.
Get Crunked Up because Yelma couldn't hear it.
Yeah, okay.
So it was great. Yeah. Brilliant. What are his main options in terms of happy, upbeat? You literally can have happy. Oh, you're looking over as though Phil's not very well. Spoiling
yeah.
Yeah.
You could have Snoop Dogg. Would you like Snoop Dogg?
I always like Snoop Dogg.
Pizzas and cream.
Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
That one as well.
Oh, baby. That works. I can do that.
Right then, let's get an appeal going.
So the appeal, obviously I should know the URL and stuff. That would help, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's fine if they just go to the Facebook page.
Yeah, go Facebook. Facebook.com/... What was it? SGB... What is it?
Here are some letters.
It's on SG Podcast.
SG Big Podcast.
We've been on for a long time. Haven't we? This is, yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. So go to Facebook.com/ SG Big Podcast and you'll find all the details that you need to donate money to much needed causes in Kenya.
Why should they do it, Tom?
They should do it because there are people out there who are much less fortunate than us. We've spent all day in this room and are complaining about it when in reality that is the least of the worries in the world right now. I look to my left and I see a framed photo of myself and I think that in reality it could get a lot worse. So, you know, our lives might struggle at times, but then they're really kind of walks in the park compared to what people have to go through elsewhere in the world. And for that reason, donate as much as you possibly can. We understand times are tough. It's not easy, especially if you've got kids and a family and all that stuff. But if you can give anything, even if it's only a quid, it means an awful lot to us and to everyone who requires the help.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yay! Yay!
I really like the varied stuff we've had from people.
The tone of the appeal was going on, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's nice to have
that
mix of...
A happy song, but a sort of, you know, serious message.
Yeah, you juxtaposed it.
Yeah.
Which I think it always helps. Is great, you know. Is Adam Stoner playing Guitar Hero?
Yeah, they're trying to play Through the Fire and Flames on Expert.
Oh,
They've managed to get to 1%, so it's going well.
What they should do is, like, two of them do one... buttons,
yeah,
and then
well, it's still quite. I mean, we've established that Adam Stoner, although he can play actual guitar,
right,
cannot play guitar.
Same with Joe.
Yeah.
I think we were saying earlier. I think it's very difficult once you're accustomed to an actual instrument to a pretend one that's like. Yeah.
Well, he went straight to medium level and was like, oh, good lord,
yeah.
And then went to easy and can't even do that. So yeah, that's the sort of level where I'm kind of sitting in there in my medium throne.
I would rather be really good at the actual guitar than really good at Guitar Hero.
Yeah, but
taking anything away from. Like professional Guitar Hero players, which
obviously
is amazing.
Not. Yeah, I mean, I've seen you. Like, I'm watching them try and do Through the Fire and Flames now, and there's people on YouTube who've done that on Expert, and it's kind of terrifying.
I have a friend that is ranked number 3 Guitar Hero drummer in the world.
Wow,
drummer.
Yeah,
Guitar Hero drummer.
No,
I like it. Yeah, no, I like that.
I suppose wouldn't it be Band Hero?
Yeah, well, no, Rock Band as well.
Yeah, Rock Band. Okay. I've got Band Hero with me, so he's just the best
at drumming on those video games.
They're fun. I'm not gonna lie.
He's also the manager for Game in Cheltenham area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Other games are available.
Other things are available.
Other things are available.
You can do other stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
I heard somewhere that they're doing a new Rock Band or Guitar Hero game.
They are.
Yeah.
They're doing both of them.
They've got a different guitar... Thank you. They've got a different way of how the guitar works. It apparently works more like a proper guitar now. Yeah, so... I can't play guitar though, so I'm fine with whatever, but yeah, I suppose like for other people, although that's going to be the problem now, people who are really good at playing Guitar Hero aren't going to be any good anymore because they changed the thing around.
Apparently it's like easier to learn but harder to master is what they say.
Catfish and the Bottlemen have been added. That's exciting.
There's the Catfish and the Bottlemen, there's Rolling Stones, The Killers are on there, Ed Sheeran's on there.
Of course The Killers are on there.
Iron Maiden I think are on there, yeah, but it's really cool because you know on the one moment you can just see like the bars going up and down.
Yeah.
Well, the new one, it's got like an actual real crowd behind the bars and they react to how well you're playing. So if you start playing really badly, they'll start holding signs saying you're rubbish and booing and stuff. It's really cool, but yeah. Other games are available.
How quickly in a crowd could you actually construct a sign that says that the band was rubbish?
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, I don't think that happens, but you know.
Maybe they had them all pre-prepared.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, Tenacious D tribute, yeah, that's another one.
That would
one.
Be great.
Yeah, there's loads on
there. Lots
really
of really
cool.
good songs on
oh,
there.
Oh, hang on, was that Queen, man? Did you say Queen somewhere near the top? Queen, yeah, Tie Your Mother Down, that's quite cool.
That's really interesting. The Lumineers, Ho Hey, that's a really slow song, which is something really... Also, Alt-J, like, there's some really new stuff on there in terms of...
kind of...
Skrillex!
Yeah.
That will be amazing!
How are you going to play the guitar to Skrillex?
There's only one way to find out.
Right. No.
But yeah, no, they've kind of widened their appeal, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And of course, again, other games do exist.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
But they're not Guitar Hero, so or Band Hero or others.
I've already pre-ordered a game that's going to be coming out next week.
Oh, this is the game section.
Yeah, this is the game.
I believe
five
this
links
back into our Lego discussion that we had about 10 minutes ago.
Oh yeah, the game is actually Lego Jurassic World.
Oh yeah.
And apparently, you're able to create your own dinosaurs in it.
That does sound good.
It's using the mini kit system, but in a kind of different way for the Jurassic Park theme.
My favourite way is how it all started, the whole creator thing started on kind of like football games where you can create your own player, and now it's just create a dinosaur.
Yeah.
What a time to
or
be alive.
Or if you're playing...
Dinosaurs, what a time to be alive.
No, WK15.
Yes.
And it's just abominations.
Yeah,
absolute
good.
Abominations.
But
Johnny,
I'm going to give Johnny back the mic.
That's all right. Have you got the next hour's jingle ready?
I do. It is hour 11 next, isn't it? We're starting at 11th hour.
I thought it was hour 12 now, isn't it?
Oh my, I'm so confused.
No. I'm pretty sure it is the start of the 11th hour.
Didn't this happen with the 65-hour podcast as well?
Yeah.
Where we couldn't quite work out what we were paying.
Well, if you look at the Sound Gorilla's Twitter, then you'll see which was the last hour to be uploaded.
Good point.
This one is.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, so...
Good. See, Tom's full of good ideas.
I think it was hour 10, though.
I think this is hour 11 coming up now.
Yeah.
So this will be the end of hour 11.
Yes.
So it's the hour 12.
It's hour 12.
Jingle.
Hour 12 jingle.
Hour 12 jingle, yeah.
You get it? Oh, we've got 20 seconds.
Definite?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
Doom.
Doom. Doom. Oh, I can't even... Doom.
Doom.
Doom. Hour 12, doom. Then, yeah?
Yeah. Doom.
Yes, please.
Doom. 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 Doom.
Got the damn clock going.
Doom. 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 Doom.
Sound Gorillas. Oh, stop.